Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, we're talking about rivalry games. That game on Saturday night should be a whole lot of fun.
It's nothing against game day, and they had to go ESPN. We lose the big show. Although EJ Manuel and the guys will be up there. But that's going to be a hell of a game. You're obviously going to get the best of Florida State. I am really curious to see on the line of scrimmage on both sides more than ever. I keep hearing about Florida State, who's really run up their numbers to start this year. They might be are they number one offense in the country? They might be like the number one offense in the whole country. What Florida State?
Well, that last game, I mean.
Well, no, but they scored. They did a nice job against Alabama, who looks like now all of a sudden.
Look, I think defensively they have some weaknesses, right? And I think Miami's offensive line will be able to eat in that game, right? Like, they should be able to run the ball. I'm just judging off what I saw against Virginia there.
Well, that's where it starts, man. The Canes they're not going to try to surprise you, but they run the football. Yeah. He's going to run it. And by the way, it's not a real sophisticated running game. It's just kind of come off the ball with two 220-plus-pound running backs. And
I do think Florida State's offense is good. Joe, their quarterback is talented. He's a threat to take off, right?
Tommy Castellanos.
Yep, he's a threat, and that receiver they have on the outside is tough. But
he's a good-looking, by the way, 6'6", man. And I don't know how fast he is, but, boy, he gets separation. He's off to a great start.
That was just a weird game, that Friday night game. A lot of weird things happened in that game.
That was a great game.
That was fantastic. But there were a lot of strange things that happened.
At the end
too.
Of the day, if you're watching as a Canes fan or you're just a college football fan, I mean, it didn't matter really who won or lost, unless, you know, you're a Florida State fan, you want to win all your games, and it was Florida State's first ACC game. But Woody,
I was going to say, my Florida State friends were devastated after that game. Yeah. But yes, that was about as entertaining of a football game as you could hope for. But man, those guys were crushed.
We had the divided family because we had a little family function for one of the kids. And mm-hmm. So we're all sitting there, and then everybody started going, I want them to win. You know, got tied at the end. And you're going, oh, Florida State's now got a chance to win this. And I'm like, yeah, I want Florida State to, never root for Florida State to win anything. And I'm like, super sexy undefeated team.
I know. I think that's good too. But like, you want to see that, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the good teams in the ACC, or at least the teams that were supposed to be good, are racking up conference losses early on here, right?
Well, one is.
Clemson's loading up.
I see early here. Dabo Swinney came out and said, I'm doing a very good job coaching this group.
Hey man, that thing's been rolling for a long time. Like, hey, it's okay to have.
I want you to
there.
Help me figure this one out. So we watch Syracuse get pounded. We watch Clemson get pounded by Syracuse. Syracuse beat them. I mean, they beat them. That was they just put it to them. And you're going, wow, Syracuse and Clemson, same looking talent on the field. It looked like that. And then Duke beats the crap out of Syracuse. Manny Diaz. What'd they score? What'd Syracuse score? 3 points?
No. Yeah, something like that.
Like, they got pounded. And you're like,
Duke's
2-0
in the league.
ACC.
Virginia's 2-0 in the league. Georgia Tech 2-0.
Georgia Tech.
Your Bears are 1-0.
Georgia Tech, by the way. Georgia Tech and Georgia Tech Louisville had big comebacks.
Georgia Tech's 5-0, by the way, on the season. Yep. They haven't lost yet. Louisville is going to be tough, Joe. They're 4-0. Kane's got them. They're 1-0 in the conference.
Well, now we got all conference games coming up for the most part, so everybody's going to beat up on
everybody.
They're
all conference rest of the way here. But
we'll see what happens. Yeah, the Canes, it's kind of weird, right? You're getting damn near halfway through your schedule, and you're just now playing your first ACC game. And you just happen, I mean, Florida State might be.
Yeah, there's only two teams that haven't played a conference game. That would be us and the Fighting Belichicks.
Fighting Belichick's got a tough little run coming up.
You enjoy watching them lose?
I
just,
do.
Just between you and me. Okay.
I do.
Good. It's because you don't like the people over there, or is it just...
No. I've just watched this Belichick thing, and I didn't realize how salty he was because he tried to downplay that he didn't get fired. He got fired, and you can tell by the way he's acting.
Yeah.
But Robert Kraft, let one of the winningest coaches, some say the greatest coach of all time, they let him go.
Haven't they tried to be classy about it, though? At least, you know, from what I've seen, like, they've tried to handle it in a classy way, and he just, like, is arrogant. And,
I know he's fired, you know, by the way.
Defiant and all that. Like,
well, I know he's been fired by the way he's acting.
Yeah.
Right?
They've tried. Like, haven't they tried to make it, like, okay for him? And, you know,
put a statue up of the guy. Yeah. They're going to, like, have a big celebration. He doesn't want him around. Like, yeah. Tell your scouts to stay away. You're not welcome.
What an enormous mistake by North Carolina to give this guy the keys to their kingdom, man.
You got to get more time, but yeah.
And you think it's going to work? I don't care how much time you give that guy.
No.
I just don't think players want to play for him. I told you that when this thing started.
He thought.
I don't think college kids want to play. First of all, I don't know how many of them know who Bill Belichick is.
Oh, they know. It hadn't been that long.
It's been a long time, man.
What do you mean?
How many years
has Belichick been? Wait a second.
Well, I'm sorry. 16-year-olds were recruiting, right? What we're going after?
You think they haven't followed football for what? You think they start watching football when they're 15? I disagree with you.
But Belichick's been out of the league for a while, man.
He's been out a couple years.
He's been out for a little while here. I don't know how many 16-year-olds are like, man, this is great. I'm going to go play for this 80-year-old former angry NFL coach. I just don't know how many people kids are out there like that.
I think he felt like they were going to be able, he and Michael Lombardi thought they were going to be able to get guys because they wanted to get to the NFL, and he was trying to sell all of college football and high school football that your best way is to go with a really good staff of NFL guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what an NFL guy looks like, and he's going to sell you on that whole, I can get you where you want to get to. And I think they didn't realize, like, yeah, but we realized a lot of other schools of, if not doing what you're doing, are doing it better. And they're also paying as much or more money. I mean, them getting their ass kicked is not good for business. It's just.
No, probably not.
It's not.
But you're right, man. Any of these schools put you in the NFL now.
Yeah. You can go.
I don't think that's really all that much of a selling point anymore.
Hey, if you're a wide receiver right now, there's two schools that are spitting them out two at a time.
Ohio State and LSU
are spitting at a rapid pace of like, where'd he go? Oh, boy. Oh, man, that guy too, man. Oh, yeah. That guy, I forgot about that guy.
You know, it's funny when this Carson Beck thing is all said and done, Miami might be like a little quarterback factory because his draft stock keeps moving up every week.
We'll see.
Partially because these other quarterbacks are all over the board, but
I am really curious to see with Carson Beck if he keeps playing well, where he ends up going.
It obviously helps the team keeps winning, right? He hasn't been great by any.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Means, but he's been good enough.
But he hasn't been able. He has not been asked to do what Cam Ward had to do last year.
No.
Cam Ward had no defense, and he literally put up stupid passing numbers. He had to. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get a backup quarterback. Never got a chance to play in the regular season because every game, no matter who you played, it came down to the late fourth quarter of every game. So Cam Ward put up monster numbers and had some unbelievable comebacks. Or came up just short in some other games. So, yeah, we'll see. But I am with you. Saturday night, man, I'm not making any plans in Charlotte and home of the ACC.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, be able to watch that.
Nice.
I'm sure they'll everybody
ACC
be fired
in the heart of ACC country.
That's right. Yeah. Right there, man. Isn't the championship game always in Charlotte still or no?
Yeah, I believe it's always in Charlotte. Yeah,
I think it's home of the Panthers.
Place where you're going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, always there. Nice. Always there. Nice. Anyway, hey, Woody,
we get to it this game this year. We'll know where it is.
All right, well, I'm going to calm down before we get to that talking. I'm kind of like Coach, man, one game at a time, like every coach.
You're one game at a time. You don't do big picture?
No.
Fair enough.
Hey, if they play well, they should win. If they don't get sloppy, they should win this game.
They are, I'm assuming you've seen every team in the ACC play. They are the best team in that conference.
I have not seen every team play.
I think I've seen, except for like some of the maybe really bad ones on the bottom, I've seen them all play. Miami is the best team in that conference. It's not even debatable.
Okay.
Now, winning the games is easier said than done. But they are, Joe, they might be the best team in the country.
But let me just say this. And that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Well, that's a good thing. Like that's what people discuss at this point, right?
Oregon's pretty good, right?
Yeah, they are.
Coach's former team.
Miami's got good wins though too.
Ohio State looks good. I don't know.
They beat Notre Dame, who I think is pretty good. Look, Notre Dame had that game with Texas A&M. Like I dropped the snap on an extra point.
Now you're getting into individual reasons.
Yes.
Okay, so let me help you back. If you get sloppy and you're the Miami Hurricanes or almost anybody else and you turn it over three or four times in one of those games, you know what could happen.
Somewhere in South Florida, Don Bailey Jr. is nodding his head along with you about that turnover thing.
He's like,
Joe gets it.
No.
If we turn the ball over, we're going to lose. Joe gets it.
They got a good chance. And he'll have them ready to go. This group looks a lot more mature than the group they had a year ago. And so we'll see what happens. Wood, can't wait for Saturday.
I'm fired up for this one though.
I know you are.
This will be good.
Everybody should be.
Pre-game show 3.
Okay, there you go.
Monroe,
get yourself involved.
At least you like Monroe.
I do. Not big on you, but I know.
Can you promote if Monroe's involved?
Monroe County all day, every day. No question about that one.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.